GoFundMe took down Israel Folau's effort to raise money. He wanted you and others to help him sue his former employer, Rugby Australia. He set up the GoFundMe page. They took it down. They say it breached their terms and conditions. Lyle Shelton used to be the managing director of the Australian Christian Lobby. He was as well a spokesman for the No campaign during the same-sex marriage debate. Lyle Shelton, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, Raph.
GoFundMe can kind of choose who they like, can't they, about who gets to use their service?
Well, they're putting themselves up as a platform for the public, but I think they've been quite hypocritical, Raph. There's a fellow on there who's wanting voice feminisation surgery to be funded. There's a mosque in Western Australia. Now, anyone who knows anything about Islamic theology knows that it's not a gracious religion towards same-sex attracted people. Christianity is, despite a narrative.
I guess
to
it depends which Muslim or Christian you talk to, doesn't
well,
it?
It's a false narrative to the contrary. So GoFundMe is very hypocritical. Raph, I think what people didn't expect in the aftermath of the same-sex marriage debate was there to be all these consequences for other people's freedoms. The people who were running the Yes campaign said, this is about love is love, doesn't affect anyone else, Christian schools are fine, freedom of speech is
so
fine.
I'm happy to have the exchange, Lyle, because you're throwing in lots of issues there. So if I can just ask you about one thing that you said.
Well, the point that I want to raise, Raph, is that the leaders of the Yes campaign, such as Sally Rugg on Q&A last night and Alex Greenwich, have been really attacking Israel Folau's freedom of speech. Now, these are the people who said after the marriage campaign, there would be no consequences to anyone else's speech or freedoms or Christian schools. All of this is well and truly weaponized and under attack. Absolutely. And we said it would be, and it's exactly what's happened.
Well, so people can have their view on that. Can I just take it back, I guess, to whether or not Israel Folau has had his freedom of speech curtailed? Would you stick up for a rugby player, a Muslim rugby player who said wanted to use his social media account to say we should all be polygamists?
Absolutely, Raph. Look,
really?
We used to believe in freedom of speech in this country, and it was the old maxim attributed to Voltaire that, you know, I might disagree with what you have to say, but I'll stand up for your right to say it. Now, that's gone out the window in this new rainbow
world. So can I ask you, Lyle, and genuine question, where do you draw the line? I don't think there's a difference between a rugby player getting up and saying all Jews are money hungry and black people are inherently stupid. Tell me the difference between, which is clearly offensive and wrong, what's the difference between that and telling gay people that there's something intrinsically wrong with them? Why are those two things different?
I don't think that's the right way to approach this, Raph. I think the issue is if people are saying things that are offensive or deemed wrong, let's argue that out in civil society. That's what we used to do. Now we use the law to go after people. Now, you know, where do you draw the line? Well, I think you should draw the line at incitement to violence, absolutely. But I don't think we should have laws that regulate people's speech. Let's be mature like we used to be.
Although it's not a law that regulates his speech. It's his contract that regulates his speech. It's not a law.
Well, since the same-sex marriage debate, anti-discrimination laws have been weaponized and they're now being used to attack Christian schools and also freedom of speech and freedom of religion. There's numerous examples. Yes, this but one is
can
one
I,
of
can
a
Can I just take it
company.
Back to Israel Folau? Tell me which law is being used against Israel Folau. You're saying that anti-discrimination law is being used against him. It's a contract law issue.
No, well, it's not. Well, my understanding is that he hasn't breached his contract.
Yeah, no, that's his argument. Understood. But it's an argument about what the contract doesn't say, isn't it?
Which
anti-discrimination law is being used to limit his freedom of speech? There is no law that's being used in that way.
In this case, it's not, Raph, and that's absolutely right. But we do have provisions of offend and insult that are in all of our anti-discrimination law. It's the 18C approach that does apply now.
But it's not stopping Israel Folau. I mean, I guess what I'm asking you is whose freedom of speech is being limited? I don't hear a case, an example anywhere around Israel Folau where his free speech is being limited. His employer is saying, we don't think you should do that. There's no law being used to tell him to shut up, is there?
No, well, the law is a teacher, and you're right in a technical sense, although the law could be used and has been used against people who have a different view of marriage. There are numerous cases. Archbishop Julian Portis is a case in point. Correct. Yeah. And so state-based anti-discrimination law has been weaponized. We've got children being taught their gender is fluid. And if you say, if you want to speak to the contrary, you're in danger of being taken to a tribunal like my friend Bernard Gaynor. So there's myriad examples. But in this case, you've got a corporation, GoFundMe. It's now emboldened by the new cultural environment that we live in since same-sex marriage has come into
effect. Lyle, let me ask you this question, maybe. Let's get back to drawing the lines, because you're accusing GoFundMe of doing a whole range of things. I should remind you, Lyle Shelton used to be with the Christian lobby. He was part of the No campaign, ran for the Australian Conservatives in the Senate. I'm grateful that he came on. But, Lyle, if I can take you back to the where would you draw the line? I mean, there's a whole lot of things the ABC doesn't allow me to say at all publicly on Twitter because of my responsibilities in my job. What can a rugby player be told not to say? That example I gave you earlier, presumably Israel Folau, you wouldn't let him say all Jews are money hungry on his social media account. So when can Rugby Australia draw a line in your mind?
Well, I think there should be maximum freedom of speech. And if people are saying offensive things, let's argue that out in the public square and let's deal with it as civil society. That's what we used to do, and there was a self-regulating aspect to this. Now we live in this new environment where the culture has been weaponized against people who don't hold a politically correct view, and organizations like GoFundMe and Qantas feel free to persecute people who don't hold the correct view. And that's the issue that we've got here.
Just an extra element to throw into this, Lyle Shelton, you were photographed, or I think you took the photo with the Proud Boys at a bowls club, who for many people are beyond the pale in terms of their extreme right-wing views. Any regrets about taking that picture with them?
No, they're just a group of guys that I'd met. They'd come to some of my events over the years. I didn't know much about the Proud Boys. I've done some further investigation. I'm not convinced they're a racist group.
You're not convinced they're racist?
Well, they're accused of that by people. I'm not convinced that everyone who signs up to them are. And look, I think, again, you know, people set their hair on fire.
They're flashing the same symbol in the picture that the man accused of the Christchurch massacre was flashing in the dock, and you don't think they're objectionable?
All sorts of abhorrent people flash all sorts of symbols. But
so I'm not asking you about your behaviour before. I'm asking you about whether or not you regret the picture being taken after.
No, I don't. I mean, I think there should be freedom of association. These fellows weren't racist. Lots of people use that symbol, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Donald
didn't,
Trump.
Lyle. That's not true, Lyle.
Yeah, well,
Barack Obama doesn't
online,
use white supremacists.
You'll see Barack Obama using that same symbol.
Okay.
Well, it's just...
That's just wrong.
It's not wrong. Okay. But Raf, you know, again, I think, you know, we've got to stop looking to try and demonise each other in this world of identity politics. It's just become toxic. And I think, by all means, we should criticise and argue with ideas. But going after people because of their associations, because of their religious beliefs, trying to shut down speech, I think this is a crazy world of toxic identity politics, and we need to go back to the way we used to be, where there was freedom of speech and you argued it out like mature adults in civil society.
Thanks so much for your time, Lyle. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, Raf.